Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Fussing and fighting, you have strife manifested. Well, who's in that? That's the devil. No, but praising God and thanking God and giving glory to God. How many believe that's what this place is filled with and will be filled with even more, right? Praise on the grounds. Every usher praising the Lord. Every grounds worker praising the Lord. Everybody in the office praising the Lord. Right?
Amen.
Praising the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
Bunch of work come in, bunch of mail come in, a bunch of orders come in. You don't go, whoo, that's a lot of orders. You go, oh, praise God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Look at what God's doing. Look how much is going on.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
You do that on your job too.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Job security.
Amen.
Look at all these orders. Look at all of this. Look at, thank you, Lord. And then you can go ahead and say, thank you for strength.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for strength and brightness. Thank you for help. Faith and thanksgiving are intertwined. Faith is a thanksgiver. And when you believe that you've received something that you do not yet see or feel, what's the most natural thing to say? After you've prayed and after you've asked the Lord for it or sown seed and claimed, now what do? You don't see it yet. You don't feel it yet. What's the most natural thing? If you believe He heard you, you believe He granted your request, you believe the money's on the way, you believe things are working out, the most natural thing to say is thank you.
Thank you.
I don't see it yet, but I know it's happening. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I still feel pain in my body, but I know you've heard me and I believe I received my healing. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for making me whole. Thank you. Thank you. It's just a better life, isn't it?
Amen.
Well, so we talked in some detail about when you should praise the Lord. Well, tonight, I want to go on to another great big area. It is where. Where? Where should we praise the Lord? Now, you may think you already know the answer, but don't be presumptuous. It's not a matter of what you think or what I think. What did the Bible say? Where should you praise the Lord? Where? Well, I got stirred up today while I was looking at some of these things. This is a lot bigger than you think at first here. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Psalms 78. And look at this. We're asking and answering the question, where should you praise the Lord? In Psalm 78 and verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law, the Lord says. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I'll utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. Now, verse 4. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done. Where should you praise the Lord? Here's the place. In front of your children. Right? In front of your kids and your grandkids and your great grandkids. Right? And your great great grandkids. You live long enough, you can see a lot of them. But praising the Lord in front of, before the generation to come. He said, we will not hide these things from the children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done. In Isaiah 38, you don't have to turn there. You're close by, I guess. You could. But either way, Isaiah 38:19 says, the living, the living, he shall praise you as I do this day. The what? The Father to the children shall make known your truth. Everybody say, the Father to the children. Where should you praise the Lord? You should praise the Lord at home, right? In front of your children. Now, most any Christian would agree with this, but how many of you understand this is not happening like it should? No, it's not. A lot of times people like to kind of pretend, well, yeah, we know that. We're doing, no. This is where these basics, it's like reading your Bible every day. How many understand people are not doing that? I'd be foolish to think everybody at Faith Life Church is acting on it. A lot of people are not. A lot of people, I know in my heart, a lot of people that started, they've, you know, let other things come in and they quit and it's fell by the wayside. And other people try to say, well, I just read the Bible as the Lord leads me. What's one got to do with the other? Where's the conflict? You can still read the Bible any way the Lord leads you to, right? But if this is your church and you respect me at all, you know, there's very, very few things that I've told you we should do, right? This is one of them. I didn't do it because I pulled it off the top of my head. I did it because I got direction, right? This is what we should do. We read our Bible every day, at least that one chapter, right? Monday through Friday. And I'm going to keep saying it. You're going to keep hearing it on and on and on. You say, well, I don't like it when you say it because it makes me feel bad. Well, start doing it and then you won't feel bad. You're just putting me under condemnation. It's not me doing that. That's your own heart. Right? No. But it's that kind of thing. You know, we like to think, well, everybody's giving and everybody's tithing. You wish.
Amen.
That's just not reality. And it's because of carnality. It's because of fleshiness. And we all live in this world. And so many times there's more natural input than there is spiritual input. And so people let the spiritual slide. And it costs you. And the real play, a lot of times people don't see it, but the enemy's subtle in this thing. It doesn't appear that it's costing you so much at the time, but then something comes up, a crisis or an issue, and you're not ready. Your faith is not there. You need to be led, but your sensitivity, you hadn't been being developed. And it's like, you know, I've seen this many times. People, you know, if things are rocking along pretty good, they lay out of church, they don't read their Bible, they don't pray for months or longer, and then something come up, and they want to run in, and they want the ministers to give them in an hour session what they should have been getting 2 or 3, 5 times a week for the last 8 months. Well, you can't do that. God's merciful. He'll help you. He'll bail you out, but it won't be like it would have been. Did you hear me? A lot of things could have been avoided entirely if we'd have obeyed. How many believe God is never behind the enemy?
Never.
If we walk close to Him, we will always be what? Ahead. We'll always be, we're not ignorant of His devices. We'll always be ahead of things. And I've seen, you know, there's been times when I didn't walk close enough to the Lord and I wasn't ready when something came up. And there's been other times when I did listen. And I was ready, and that is so much better. Man, you know, the Lord had been dealing with you about something, and so you'd been reading, you'd been praying, you'd been studying, you'd been obeying, you'd been giving, and this thing comes up, and you just know, huh, I got this, I'm ready. That's what the Lord's been getting me ready for, right? I'm prepared. But the other way, how many know what I'm talking about? It's a bad feeling when you didn't study for the test. And now you're sitting there with your pencil in your hand watching the clock. Thinking, boy, I'm glad this is multiple choice. But you still don't know. But when you're prepared, it's so much better, right? So that's what the Lord is doing, you know, in His churches and with His people. And we must become doers of reading the Word daily. We must become doers of praising God at the house. Are you with me now? I got a lot more to go, but if the Lord doesn't lead us otherwise, we'll just camp on this all night. Because it's not what you know, it's what? It's what you do. It's what you do. So praising the Lord at the house. I know it sounds like, you know, people hear it and think, oh, yeah, I know that, Brother Keith. No, no. Are you doing it? Check up on yourself. When's the last time your children heard you praising the Lord, not doing something for their benefit? They just came up behind mama in the kitchen and heard her. They just came up behind daddy in the garage and heard him. He didn't know anybody was around. And heard you giving glory to God, praising God. You see, you got a lot of folks, I've run across this numerous times, that they want to impose certain things in the church. If I've heard this, now I hadn't heard it that much in this church, thank God. But I've had a lot of dealings in other churches for the past, you know, number of years. And I've heard people come, their song leaders and their pastors asked me and said, well, so-and-so, they think the praise doesn't go long enough, that they're not getting in enough. And so many times, the reason that is because they don't praise at home. Did you hear me? And because they are slow to get in. They want to blame it on the leaders. They want to blame it on the ministries because it takes them so long to get in. But how many believe you ought to be in when you walk in the door? Prayed up, read up, praised up, got your offering in your hand, right? Now, what if the whole church came to church like that? Whoo! But see, you got folk that drag in, you know, all they've done is watch 50 hours of TV. Not Christian. You understand what I'm saying? And done all kind of stuff and thought about all, and they're cold and they're dry and they come in and plop down and go, y'all got to get me up. Y'all got to sing me and praise me up and get me up. Y'all got to help me. And won't even get in, just kind of sit there and watch. I don't feel very moved. And then the presence of God begins to, you know, it's so strong that eventually toward the end they go, yeah, I'm just getting started now. And, oh, why are y'all quitting? Why are y'all quitting? Well, you're slow. Amen. Don't blame it on everybody else. You're slow to get in. Cold and dry. Because people don't praise at home. How many understand if everybody were just praising and thanking and worshiping God as a lifestyle at home, how long would it take them to get in? I mean, when you heard the first notes on the instruments, whoo, we're there. You're there. Here we go. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me life.